Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
As I have journeyed through this long dark night of life, seeming sometimes that I was out on the open sea, by faith alone. Sight unknown. And yet somehow I knew his eyes were watching me. The anchor holds, though the ship is bad. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face this raging sea. The anchor holds. Fight the storm. You know, I've had visions and I've had dreams, it seemed like that sometimes I could even hold them in my hands. But I never knew that those dreams could slip right through like they were only tiny grains of sand. Anchor hold, though the ship is bad. I have fallen on my knees, yes I have, as I face this raging sea. The anchor holds, despite the storm. I've been young, and I'm older now, yes, there has even been some beauty that these eyes have seen. But it was in the night. That I faced the storm, the storms of life. But that's where God proved his love, proved it to me. Yes, he did. The anchor holds. Yes, it does. The ship be better. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face those raging crashing seas, oh yes, anchor hold. Despite the storm, I have fallen on my knees as I face those raging seas. The anchor holds. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Despite the storm. Thank God I have found the anchor. The anchor.
Mighty man of war, liar. Thank you. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. The anointing, hallelujah. Every hallelujah. Romo Santeriaco. Hallelujah, Father, we bless your name. Hallelujah, Father, we praise your name. Father, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness, oh God, how great is our God. Lord, we thank you, 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 we thank you. Hallelujah. How marvelous is your name. How great is your name. How awesome is your name. How mighty is your name. How glorious is the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I think about the goodness of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace, his grace and his peace. Hallelujah. The peace that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. His grace and peace be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Father, we bless you and we thank you, O God. We honor you. Hallelujah, we bless your name. Hallelujah, we praise your glorious name. Hallelujah. We say thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romoso Doria Kaya Setere. Thank you, Jesus. You woke us up this morning. You started us on our way. What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Ramosse de Kaye Mosotori Kaya. Yeke leku yeku ye musuduri akaya masse. Yeku ye nese de kori sidi kaya koye. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we praise your glorious name. Lord, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And we cry out for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, oh God. Have mercy upon us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy, oh God. Mercy, oh God, upon our children. Mercy, oh God, upon our grandchildren. Mercy upon our spouses. Mercy upon our nieces and our nephews. Mercy, oh God, mercy, 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 mercy. Hallelujah. His grace and mercy is bringing us through. Oh, Lord, we pray for mercy. We truly repent for all that we've done, oh God, that is not pleasing to you. From the bottom of our hearts, we cry out for mercy. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, oh God. Forgive us. Cleanse us, oh God, from all unrighteousness. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right and a steadfast spirit within us, O God. Your mercies are new every morning, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the precious blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, O God, speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus, O God. We release the blood of Jesus. We have released the blood of Jesus in our environment, in our dwelling places. We soak our spirit in the blood of Jesus, our souls in the blood of Jesus, our minds in the blood of Jesus. O God, every cell in our physical bodies in the blood of Jesus, every tissue, every organ in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let the blood speak for us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus heal and deliver us and set us free. We are justified through the blood of Jesus Christ. We are sanctified through the blood of Jesus. We are redeemed through the blood of Jesus. We are restored through the blood of Jesus. We are made whole through the blood of Jesus. Oh my God, we thank you, Lord, for your precious blood. We soak our children in the blood of Jesus. We apply the blood to our children. We apply the blood of Jesus to our children, our grandchildren. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus. Oh Lord, the blood of Jesus. We soak our children dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Their jobs in the blood of Jesus, the transportation, cars, wherever they go, cover them in the blood, our grandchildren, in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, as they go to school on the school buses, oh God, the blood of Jesus, our nieces and our nephews, the blood of Jesus, our siblings, the blood of Jesus, oh God, the blood in of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus. In every area of our lives, we soak ourselves in the blood. Oh, God, I soak my husband in the blood of Jesus. We soak our destinies in the blood of Jesus. We soak this radio service in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. Every radio service, every prayer service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our altars in our homes in the blood of Jesus, in our hearts in the blood of Jesus. Oh, we cannot get to God without the blood of Jesus. Jesus made atonement. That's why we can come. come boldly to the throne of grace. He paid that price. He paid the price. Hallelujah. Through his precious blood. Hallelujah. The Lord saved this morning. Divine visitation. Divine visitation. Divine visitation. This is the season, divine visitation. He will visit you in your homes. He will visit you in your dreams. He will visit you. Many of you will receive the tangible visitation of the Lord God Almighty in the name of Jesus. Visit you as you pray. Visit you on the prayer line. Visit you to my son today. Visitation of the Lord. This is the season of divine visitation. I just hear the Lord say, hallelujah. Mark this date, December 2nd, 2022. Hallelujah. Look at these dates until it's going to go through the visitation. Not only it's going to go through the visitation, starting from this day. Starting from this day. It's not going to end at the end of the year. It's going through 2023. And I don't know when it will stop. For those of you that are here, hallelujah. Right now, under the sound of my voice, hear ye the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. The divine God is going to do a tangible visitation to you. Hallelujah. You will see him in dreams. Hallelujah. You will feel his presence in your home. You will feel him. You will feel him. It's not going to be just a feeling. Hallelujah. You will know it is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In your shower, he's there. Some of you, when you're taking your shower, he's going to come right there. Tangible visitation, you will hear his voice. Tangible visitation, sometimes you will be praying and your eyes, your tears will not stop. You will hear a gospel song, a worship song. You will say, no, it's a feeling you've never felt before. Hallelujah. And it comes with a reverential fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord say, don't be caught with your pants down. Hallelujah. Don't be caught. Hold with your pants down because he's coming to release some things into your life from generation to generation. Hallelujah. Be careful what we say, what we do, how we talk. Hallelujah. Be careful also. Have reverential fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. He is holy. He is holy. Divine visitation. Don't be caught in small lies. Don't be caught. You want to receive. And so, don't be caught. Hallelujah. This is a word for every one of us. Hallelujah. From this day forward, don't be caught with your pants down. Don't be caught when you're on your telephone. Make sure your conversations, your words, pleasing to the Lord. Even if you're hurt and going through things, even if I'm hurt, turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. There's a shaking. that God wants to release a divine deposit over your life. And don't be selfish. It's not only for you, it's for your children, for your grandchildren, and for your great-great-grandchildren, your generations yet aboard. Hallelujah. God wants to release your divine visitation, but don't be caught with your pants down. That's all I hear. I am visiting my people. I hope we can recognize when he comes. Hallelujah. But you will be able to recognize him. Hallelujah. I hope you have the discernment. I hope we have the discernment. Sometimes he is silent. You think you're by yourself, but you're not. Hallelujah. We're not by ourselves. The angels are right here. We thank God for the fresh oil, the fresh anointing. In the name of Jesus, this is our fifth day, and you say divine visitation. But don't be caught with your pants down. Divine visitation. But don't be caught with your... I keep hearing it. I keep hearing it. Hallelujah. Turn your Bibles with me to Genesis. Hallelujah. Let me see which scripture. Hallelujah. There's a visitation that will come with healing and deliverance and restoration and different going to do. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Divine visitation. Hallelujah. 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 Greater grace, greater grace, greater grace. Hallelujah. Divine visitation. Look at Genesis 18. Genesis 18. I want you to look at the book of Genesis 18. And I'm going to read it and I'm going to close for you this morning. I just want for God, hallelujah, Father. We thank you for your word that you spoke, your prophetic word. We cannot be ready for your divine visitation without the preparation from the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. First of all, we ask you, God, for mercy. We ask you, God, for mercy for all that we've done in thoughts, in words, in deeds. Have mercy, forgive us. Let this time be a new beginning for us, O God. Be merciful, O God, unto us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all filthiness in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. We surrender to you. Have your way. Have your way. Lead us and guide us. Prepare us for the visitation of Almighty God. Prepare our hearts. Prepare our souls. Prepare our minds. Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. We decrease. Take away pride, haughtiness, envy, everything that will hold us back. Take it away, uproot things in our lives that are not pleasing to you. And fill us up with your Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen. The Lord. Genesis 18, I want you to listen, hallelujah, to this. Listen, listen. I got to record this word. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, the word of the Lord.
Conference recording started.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the large trees of Mamre. Abraham was sitting at the entrance to his tent. Time of the day, Abraham looked up. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. So he quickly left the entrance of his tent to greet them. He bowed low to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if you are pleased with me, don't pass me by. Let me get you some water that all of you can wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat to give you strength. Then you can go on your way. I want to do this for you now that you have come to me." "All right," they answered, "do as you say." So Abraham hurried into the tent of Sarah. "Quick, get up a 36 pounds of fine flour, prepare it, and bake some bread." Then he ran to the herd. I'm reading from the New International Reader's Version. Hallelujah. Then he ran to the herd. He picked out a choice tender calf. Genesis 18. He gave it to a servant who hurried to prepare it. And he brought some butter and milk and the calf that had been prepared. He served them to the three men while they ate. He stood near them under a tree. "What? Where is your wife, Sarah?" they asked. "Over there in the tent," he said. Then one of them said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year. Your wife, Sarah, will have a son." Sarah was listening at the entrance of the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already very old. Sarah was too old to have a baby. So she laughed to herself. She thought, "I'm worn out and my husband is old. Can I really know the joy of having a baby? Can I really know the joy of having a baby?" Then the Lord said, the Lord, look at your Bibles. When you see capital letter L-O-R-S, is God himself or Jesus Christ. Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh? Why did she say, 'Will I really have a baby? Woo-hoo! Now that I'm old, is anything too hard for me?' I will return to you at the appointed time next year. Sarah will have a son." Sarah was afraid. So she lied and said, "I didn't laugh." But the Lord said, "Yes. Yes, you laughed." Then the men got up to leave and looked down towards Sodom. Abraham walked along with them to see them on their way. Then the Lord said, "Should I hide from Abraham while I am about to do? He will certainly become a great and powerful nation. All nations on earth will be blessed because of him. I have chosen him. He must direct his children to live in the way that pleases me. And he must direct the members of his family after him to do the same. So he must guide all of them in doing what is right and fair. Then I, the Lord, will do for Abraham what I have promised." The Lord also said, "The cries against Sodom and Gomorrah are very great. Their sin is so bad that I will go down and see for myself. I want to see if what they have done is as bad as the cries that have reached me. If not, if not, then I will know. The men turned and went toward Sodom. But, read that. Abraham remained standing in the front of the Lord. Those three men went to Abraham. It's a divine visitation. The two was the angels, the archangels. Oh, hallelujah. And one, you see, the Lord by himself. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Divine visitation. You see, the time of the day that God did, hallelujah. Do you see the time? It was the hottest time. So what am I saying to you? It's the time that sometimes it's the time that you want to give up. Things are so difficult and hard and you think it will not happen. Sometimes we look at the outer stuff. We can look at it in different ways depending on what is going on in your life as an individual. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God always comes unexpectedly. He doesn't come when we want it, but he comes right on time. You see what Abraham did? He recognized and he ran to meet the Lord. There's something about the presence of the Lord. I pray that we all realize God took himself, came down as a man. Now what am I saying? Look at Jesus. Jesus is God in the flesh. Came down as a man to redeem the world. You do not know the time of the visitation. The woman at the well. Jesus said, let us go this way. 12 midday again. Jesus met this woman at the well. Unexpected visitation. But now the Lord is telling you, be expectant. Be expectant. You have the privilege. I have the privilege to know that divine visitation starts from today. It goes through next year. He didn't tell me when this visitation will end. And you all who know me well, I do not prophesy what God don't tell me to prophesy. I'm not moving on man. I'm moving on God. He says it starts from today. Some of you have already started experiences. The divine visitation. Hallelujah. But officially the start date. Those of you that are here, and I want you to let your family and friends know, don't be caught up the things that God is visiting. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus, his grace. Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. Praise you. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy cometh in the morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. to the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Divine visitation. God bless you. For those of you fasting with us, get your communions for our 3 p.m. service. We have the Holy Communion. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to do the radio and the prayer line today. So those who want to come and just come for the line, even if you didn't fast with us, you want to come for the radio service, the radio and the prayer line will be on. You can join us. We'll be at the same at 3 p.m. I will start at about 2:30 with praise and worship. At 3 p.m., we'll go into the prayers and the Holy Communion as we conclude the fasting, greater grace. So even if you didn't fast with us, just join us so you can receive your portion. Hallelujah. We love you. God bless you.